Coming up in today's program, New Zealand to sign a new trade deal. Infratil looks for its next project and the latest from the financial markets. New Zealand and 14 other countries from the Asia-Pacific region are set to sign a new major trade agreement this weekend. The Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership, known as RCEP, was tidied up earlier this week. It encompasses Japan, China, South Korea, the 10 members of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, Australia and New Zealand, creating a free trade zone covering nearly a third of the world's trade and economic output. New Zealand already has individual trade deals with many of the signatories and is bound to the other through the CPTPP deal a couple of years ago. But trade analyst Stephen Jacoby says that's not to mean RCEP won't be beneficial.
And so what we would be looking to from RCEP is to try to expand some commitments or to try to bring them into line in some sort of way, trying to harmonise them, for want of a better word. So it's the chance to kind of wrap up in one agreement a lot of things that exist across several.
And Stephen Jacoby says New Zealand's next trade priorities are trade deals with the UK and European Union in the wake of Brexit. But after that, the country needs to look for new trade deals with regions such as Africa and Eurasia. The COVID pandemic has saved the accounting software firm Xero a lot of money as it was forced to rethink its marketing and advertising plans. The company reported a massive increase in half-year profit of $34.5 million as compared with last year's $1.3 million. It's attributing the boost to strong revenue growth with a 19% increase in customer subscriptions as well as a 10% drop in sales and marketing costs as lockdown restrictions forced the cancellation of big events. But Sam Dickey from Fisher Funds says the company will still need to spend on marketing.
I think there is a tight linkage between, you know, the excitement that's generated out of ZeroCon, out of advertising, etc., and subscriber growth. So what I had from the result was that they're itching to get back out there and spend more and reinvest in marketing and things like ZeroCon, which will drive future subscriber growth. Global cloud accounting penetration is probably 15%. So there's a long, long runway for growth ahead of us. And the incremental return on their invested capital they can make out of investing in that growth runway is super high.
That's Sam Dickey from Fisher Funds. And the infrastructure investor Infratil is on the lookout for new sectors to invest in, but says it's proving to be a bit of a struggle. The company's half-year profit fell by about a quarter to $57 million, while its net parent surplus, which reflects its relative shareholdings in companies that it does not wholly own, was halved to just $28 million. It has a wide range of investments. It has half of Vodafone, major stakes in Wellington Airport, Trustpower, and also stakes in data centres and renewable energy. Its chief executive, Marco Bogoevsky, outlines where the company wants to go.
Our job is to find and position equity ahead of the next wave of new infrastructure. So I think we've talked about water and waste variously over the last 10 years. You know, water store space, we're finding it difficult to access. Waste, I think we haven't found the quality entry point, and we continue to scan it, but it's really difficult to see any immediate large investments in that area.
That's Infratil's Chief Executive, Marco Bogoevsky. Turning to the markets now, the focus on Wall Street appears to have shifted back to the virus and its economic impact. That's as infection rates continue to increase across America. And investors consider how long a mass rollout of an effective vaccine might take. Airlines and cruise operators' stocks have slipped, as have industrial and financial companies. Tech stocks are back to being the flavour of the month. Not enough to help the NASDAQ keep its head above water. Today, though, it's currently down 0.2%. The S&P 500 down 1% and the Dow Jones Industrial Average down just over 1%. Bearing in mind, though, those three indices have climbed between 8 and 10% in the past 2 weeks. Meanwhile, our own top 50 index edged 5 points higher yesterday, giving up most of its early gains. Still a record close, though, 12,670. In the currency markets, the dollar is trading at 68.5 US cents, 94.5 Australian, 52.2 pence, 0.581 euro, 72.1 yen, and 4.53 yuan. Brent crude continues to gain. It's up another 1%, $44.25 US dollars a barrel. And gold is also up, $1,879 US dollars an ounce. It's business news for now. I'll be back at 8:30 with an update on the markets.